Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first.
On this Tuesday, I've been giving a lot of thought to the latest police crime in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's just inconceivable to me that five police officers would kill an unarmed man during a traffic stop. Rational thinkers have no explanation. A 29-year-old with no criminal record beaten to death by the cops. Now, the officers had to know the situation was spiraling out of control. They should have called for backup if they needed assistance detaining the man. How could they beat him like that, knowing what happened to the police officers in the death of George Floyd? So now six lives are ruined. The victim, who should be alive and living his life, and the five cops who will be incarcerated for decades. And for what? That's what I can't understand. The police had the man's car. They knew who he was. If need be, you let him flee and arrest him later. You don't beat him to death. Every sane person knows this. I'll analyze this terrible situation ongoing, but the key question is, what were the police officers thinking about? They had to know the man was getting severely hurt. Why didn't they stop? Now, the only way we're going to get answers to those questions is if the state of Tennessee does a thorough investigation. But that is the key thing. Why did they do this? Back in a moment.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.